Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a very pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. It is a pleasant morning. Mm-hmm. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great mid-portion of May. Goodness gracious, you couldn't have asked for any better weather than we've had.
Fabulous.
And this is like, wow. This is Texas weather all the time,
yeah,
right?
But the cool mornings, you know, that's neat.
It is outstanding. If it is May, a lot is going on, transition times, but also the start of big events that will carry us through summer. We're talking about the 2021 edition of the CCA Texas Star Tournament.
Oh, that's a whopper.
It is. And lots of changes. I mean, due to the freeze that occurred back in mid-February, conservation response to protect the resources, it goes through what we anticipate to be some form of a recovery. Mm-hmm. We're not real sure what Parks and Wildlife GillNet surveys are showing, but CCA, better to be safe than sorry.
Absolutely.
And in the Star Tournament, came in and made some modifications. To that end, CCA Texas Star Tournament Director Bill Kinney will be joining us for his annual update to let us know the rules that we're going to be playing and fishing by. Plus, we've got a whole bunch of news. Probably Harold will make me mad in the next segment.
I am.
Because of something that he's going to discuss. So we got a big show headed your way. So you all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson and Harold Gunn, we do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And, go ahead.
Okay.
Let's get it out of the
way. I'm sorry you couldn't make it. You had a chance. All right. Okay, our friends at China Garden here in Houston, and they are really, really dear friends, and Richard and Carol. And normally, you know, we have things that are favorites of ours, and we just go in and have it. I couldn't tell you the last time I actually looked at a menu.
Right.
And so early last week, I went online and looked at stuff, and I went, oh, wait a minute. You know, like...
Come on, get to the point. Don't drag this out.
Spicy fried chicken livers for an appetizer, which was really good.
But now, you can have that.
I love Peking duck, okay? Yeah. But I looked down there, they had this Chinese roast duck. Wow! And I called Richard, and I said, I've never had this. Like Peking duck? He said, it was cooked the same way. It just depends on how it comes out.
So you looked at the menu.
I looked at it,
and
yeah.
You requested this.
Yes, and I found out that though they have it, they need a 24-hour notice to do it. I said, okay, great. Then I'm gonna come in Thursday. It's the best duck I've ever had in my life. Absolutely the best I've ever had in my life. And they normally, their roasted duck normally would come out like quartered, but since I wanted the Peking style, they put it in the, you know, the smaller portions, and they've already got the crepes and the plum sauce because of the mooshu pork, you know, so did it Peking style. And I've never had any better in my life, ever, 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 ever. I mean, just reinforces again how great that place is. China Garden on Leland behind the Toyota Center in Houston. Ta-da! We can go again, Bill.
Okay.
Just give me warning, and I'll call Richard, and I'll have the duck
I
ready.
Can handle that. Okay. I can make my own reservations. Damn.
It was really good.
Richard, now, this little exchange, Richard's going to be all puckered up going, oh, no. What have I done to Bill and Harold?
Right. Yeah, they're great people, and we've known them half a century, for God's sake. Yeah, they're great people.
They are good. They are good. Well, I'm glad, and it's something that I'm going to have to try sometime, that's for sure.
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah.
All right. We talked about the weather at the top of the program. Mm-hmm. This is amazing what's going on. A local weather forecaster for the ABC affiliate said about 10 days ago, mm-hmm. Well, we've seen the last of the 50s for nighttime lows for a while.
Right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Just goes to show you that God does have a sense of humor. And you go, I'm going to mess with y'all.
And the weather, and the weathermen have a get-out-of-jail card anyway. So
Yeah.
Percentages, right?
Exactly. You know, only profession where you can be wrong more times than not and still keep your job and probably get a raise.
You're right.
You know,
right.
Just with tenure.
Yeah.
But looking ahead at what the Old Farmer's Almanac says for the balance, well, actually for May, mm-hmm. Temperatures are going to run 3 degrees below average. We've been telling you that. Precipitation, 2 inches above average in the east, 1 below in the west. And then when we look ahead to June, the temperature is going to remain 1 degree below average. Precipitation, 2 inches below average in the north and 3 inches above in the south, where we certainly could use it. I mean, mm-hmm. we could use it all over the Lone Star State.
Right.
But then you take it on out where, you know, the hottest periods coming up will be mid-June, mid to late July, and mid-August. Rainfall will be below normal in the north and above in the south. September and October will be cooler than normal, so an early fall is in the offering, with rainfall below normal in the north and above normal in the south. So that's what the Old Farmer's Almanac, that has an 83% accuracy, you know, has to say. What you got?
Sad note, because last week, you know, we did that great show on boater safety.
Right.
Two more people died at Lake Conroe last week.
Yeah.
They finally found all the bodies, but a woman fell overboard on an unanchored pontoon boat. Her boyfriend jumped in after her. A second man jumped into the water to try to help them as they were struggling. Passersby on a boat helped him out of the water. Okay, none of the others on the boat were wearing life jackets or knew how to swim. What? I mean, it just compounds. You look at that and go on and go on and go on. And how can you be that irresponsible?
There's really no explanation. Yeah.
And it was a rental pontoon boat, so nothing has said whether there were life jackets on the boat.
Right.
Yeah, I can see the attorney is probably checking on that one now.
Well, most rentals, that's something that they really, you know, have ingrained to make sure that they're covered. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, typical government, releasing the 2019 National Hunting License
Data. We
are
here to help you. Yes, okay.
So, year and a half later, shows that more than 15.2 million hunting licenses were sold, generating over $902 million worth of revenue. And, of course, then we look at Pittman Robertson, you know, the tax.
Right.
And it just continues to compound. And when I saw the 15.2 million, I believe Texas is like 1.2 million licenses sold a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's That's a fair chunk. I know that.
Oh, indeed it is.
I know that our market represents about 1/12 was the last I saw, and with the continued increase of population, probably a few more than that.
Right.
Okay. Got some news from Parks and Wildlife very quickly. The Gulf shrimp season is closed this weekend, and it was May 15th, and will be closed until probably July 15th. That's usually when it reopens, and everybody that fishes offshore gets excited. But this will allow the brown shrimp to reach a larger, more valuable size prior to harvest. But the reason why offshore anglers get excited gives us more targets to run after, you
correct,
know, because of the bycatch that they will cull.
Absolutely.
Bow hunting, anyone interested in the bow hunter by fall can go to Texas Parks and Wildlife Department's website, tpwd.tx.gov, and get information on how to get into bow hunting or become more proficient. And looking ahead, the federal red snapper season begins January 1 and will run through about August 3rd, mm-hmm, or whenever the allowable catch is met. And
right,
this is the for-hire version, okay? All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got best bets.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the outdoor report. And are we going to find out if you've been on or off the road?
Yes, we will.
Right after this.
You bet.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 44 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, the trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 44 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and more importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 44 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Hey, the music's playing. That means we're back.
Yes, we are.
And I want you to know that this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by the Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. Here's an inventory update that I got from Clifford Sheetold just a day ago. The inventory update, they now have brands on hand, in stock, like Rattlers, Hellions, Titans, plus a couple of Thermions that are in stock and all ready to be shipped out immediately.
That's good.
Okay. Several of the new Zeiss monoculars are also in stock and available for immediate shipment. This is a monocular with the onboard built-in recording and is an excellent bang for the buck. And as I remind folks, I enjoyed field testing the Nox 18 from Envision with onboard imagery and loaded, absolutely loaded with built-in flexibility features. Just a few examples of the product lineups available from Third Coast Thermal. They've got satisfied customers all across the United States, and they will ship to your location for free. For more information on Third Coast Thermal, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday are our two best days of the week. Monday slips to fair, with Tuesday plunging to poor. Wednesday is another fair fair day, Thursday, Friday, the next Saturday, a trio of good days. Next Sunday, another fair one. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until the evening hours either side of sunset. On Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, a major time shift occurs with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise and continuing to feed until mid to late morning. By Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, times will have continued to adjust. So look for this most active feeding period of the day to begin from early to mid-morning. Continue until early to mid-afternoon. On Wednesday, May the 19th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, as well as Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Thursday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. Friday is a three tide day with two lows and one high. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a double tide schedule.
All right, on the coast, good fishing in spite of the crazy weather, winds, drop in temperatures from Calcasieu all the way down to the lower Laguna Madre. Harold, one of the things that I've noticed on the fishing is it's truly a mixed bag of fish that are coming in. Seeing a lot of flounder showing up, some really nice flounder during the spring run as these fish are, you know, I can't really say coming back in the bay because I don't know, again, that they really left this year for the Gulf due to the more mild conditions, although February could have pushed them on out into the deeper water. Redfish, always a staple. They're more cold tolerant. And this is the time of year where anglers are a bit challenged to stay on fish. Mm-hmm. And just, again, suggestion. When you go fishing with those fishing guides, don't let them, don't just be a tag along and go, oh, okay, cast here, you know, fish there.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah.
Why are we stopping? What are you seeing?
Mm-hmm.
Learn something, folks, to read the water, because there's a bit of a challenge. And like with the cooler temperatures, little drop in water temperatures, go to shallow water because it warms up more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's times when it gets real hot and you're going to want deeper water nearby, or maybe when it gets colder, you want deeper water nearby. Along the grassy edges in, say, West Matagorda, good place to look for redfish, okay? Don't forget that speckled trout are free spawners. They're not making nests like a bass, mm-hmm. you know. So you're going to see them. The females drop their eggs and the males come in to fertilize it. Seasonal catches, say, of sheep's head around the jetties. And here in a few weeks, those sheep's head will move to the short rigs, particularly on the upper coast, where they will make it through the summer. And then you've got migration of your tarpon on the lower coast along the beachfront that will kick in. So a lot going on, and as we mentioned earlier, the red snapper season will be kicking off, and that will give us something else to go after in both federal and state waters. What's happening on our lakes?
Well, let's go to East Texas. B.A. Steinhagen, largemouth bass are great using popping topwaters in shallow and fishing deeper on points and brush with spinners, crankbaits, worms, and jigs. Conroe, largemouth bass are exceptional working man-made structures and larger rocks using topwaters, worms, spinners, jigs, and crankbait. Deeper structure is holding fish. Fork, largemouth bass are excellent on crankbaits, topwaters, spinners, chatterbaits, skirted jigs in water 4 to 16 feet deep. Crappie are excellent on minnows and jigs near docks and creeks. Lake of the Pines, largemouth bass are excellent on soft plastics, square-bill crankbaits, jigs, topwaters, and swim baits in water depths 4 to 16 feet. Toledo Bend, crappie are excellent, preferring jigs with some catches coming as deep as 14 feet. Fayette, largemouth bass are excellent on chatterbaits, jerkbaits, spinners, and jigs in shallow waters in the coves and on the flats. Richland Chambers, largemouth bass are excellent on topwaters, Carolina rigs, flipping jigs, frogs, shade-like crankbaits, fishing near flats, points, creeks, coves, in water depths 4 to 18 feet. Crappie are excellent on minnows and jigs on bridge pilings, in brush piles and timber. Somerville, crappie are excellent on minnows and jigs in brush piles and timber. Largemouth bass are excellent with chatterbaits, skirted jigs, shad-like crankbaits, and bladed spinners near the creek bends, coves, rocky shorelines, and shallow roadbeds. Tawakoni, Blue cats are excellent on fresh-cut bait and live bait. Channel cats are excellent on chicken livers and punch bait. Texoma. Striped bass are excellent on live bait in the river channel and tributaries. White bass are excellent on swim baits, slabs, small crankbaits, and spoons. Whitney. White bass are excellent along the main lake channel, flats, and humps with jigging spoons and slabs. Crappie are excellent on minnows and jigs in timber, creek channels, and brush piles. Good port.
Yeah, there you go. Heading to South Texas, down McAllen and the Rio Grande Valley way, where Falcon Reservoir. Black bass are great working the gravel points and behind large rocks, especially on the windy side sitting around 7 feet. Larger fish are on main lake points using Carolina rig worm, square bill crankbaits, and trick worms on Texas rigs. Catfish are excellent all over the lake on most all baits. Brownwood, white bass and hybrids are excellent in the main lake channel, humps and ridges using spoons, swim baits, and live bait. Allen Henry, black bass are good working points with crankbaits, spinners, and worms, not straying far from the rocks. Coleman, largemouth bass are good on topwaters and diving crankbaits. Start out in 6 to 8 feet of water using topwaters in calm or less sunny conditions. O.H. Ivy, black bass are good with topwaters, worms, spinners, and crankbaits. Fishing around brush ledges and some feeding points. What about Central Texas?
Okay,
the Hill Country?
Yeah, let's go to the Hill Country. Buchanan, largemouth bass are excellent with stick baits, crankbaits, jigs, and spinners in water ranging from 3 to 14 feet. Crappie are excellent using minnows along the docks, brush piles, and timber. Canyon, striper fishing is excellent along the river channel edge with live bait and swim baits with some topwater action in shallow water early in the day. Crappie are excellent with live minnows in the marinas and brush piles. Travis, largemouth bass are excellent with frogs, poppers, chatterbaits, and Texas rig plastic worms in water depths ranging from 4 to 16 feet. Crappie are excellent on minnows and jigs near docks, brush piles, and creeks.
It's time for our hunting report, and that's brought to you by Silencer Central. And they ask, are you looking for a smarter and easier way of buying your silencer? Well, Silencer Central is the creator of a revolutionary process which silences headaches and hassles. Their process is simple and makes sense. It's a process that begins with paperwork, but without the work, and ends with Silencer Central delivering your silencer right to your front door. Harold and I are always encouraging folks to mentor the next generation.
Absolutely.
And as Harold and I both know, there was a time with us growing up when we didn't use hearing protection.
Yeah, exactly.
We've learned better since then to protect what we still have, but using a suppressed firearm, you know, around kids just further protects, you know, protects them.
Absolutely.
Gives you an advantage when hunting, like predators and hogs, things of this nature, okay?
Yeah,
it is. And all you have to do is just visit with the folks at Silencer Central with a telephone interview. They'll fill out all the paperwork, and then it's just a matter of, you know, the weeks passing by until you know, you get your permit. Now, if this sounds too good to be true, learn more about Silencer Central's easy buying process at silencercentral.com or give them a call at 888-988-8179. That's 888-988-8179. And when you call, tell them you heard about them on Texas Outdoor News.
Indeedy.
All right. On the hunting scene this weekend, spring turkey season pretty much wraps up. The North Zone, 101 counties, closes on Sunday the 16th. However, one last chance to mentor in the North Zone, May 22nd through the 23rd, the youth spring turkey season, the final option. And then through May 31st, the 51 East Texas counties for the spring squirrel season. Through August 31st, the South Zone javelina season and the year-round, open, no-bag-limit squirrel season in most of the state.
Yeah.
All right, what you been driving, on or off-road?
Well, on-road mainly, but still you can take a little nasty roads because it's all-wheel drive. The 2021 Cadillac XT4 all-wheel drive premium luxury, and they call this a small SUV. I can't keep up with sizes anymore, friends, and I've been at this a week or two, but it looks mid-sized to me. Very roomy, very comfortable, very well laid out. The engine is an inline four-banger, 2-liter, 237 horsepower, 258 pound-feet of torque. Loaded with all the goodies that one is going to expect, but four-wheel independent suspension, a twin-clutch all-wheel drive with driver mode selector, stability control, traction control. In place of a spare tire, though, it gives you a little more room in the trunk. They have a tire sealant and an inflator kit. But you fold the back seats down, you've got over 48 cubic feet of storage back there, so you can take a lot of deer corn in this thing. The Cadillac user experience comes with it. Of course, the OnStar services, power seats, adjustable driver and passenger, lumbar support. Rear seat is a 60-40 split. Rotary infotainment controller. It's kind of fun to play with. This thing has some extra goodies on it, though. Rear cross traffic alert, safety alert seat. Seat adjustable for the passenger. Also, they added the 8-way massage control on the front seats. Lumbar control, ventilated front seats, wireless phone charging, an air ionizer. All kind of goodies on this thing. There, embedded navigation, Bose CenterPoint surround sound, 13 speaker system, rear camera, mirror with washer, automatic parking assist with braking, rear pedestrian alert. Surround vision. I mean, this thing loaded. 24 miles per gallon in town, 30 on the highway. Thing runs good, rides like a Cadillac. Base price $42,000. I mean, that's getting in there kind of cool, I think. This thing loaded with all these extras, and it's like about a page of extras, was $51,000. So check the thing out. I mean, they building good cars. Got 9-speed automatic transmission, too. That really helps with the gas mileage. Check it out from Cadillac, the 2021 XT4 all-wheel drive.
Did you hear what the administration said this week in response to the pipeline that was hacked? And they said, well, if everybody was driving electric cars, we wouldn't have this problem.
No, but we wouldn't have the natural gas to power the generators that make the electricity that you charge your electric car with.
Thank you. We're going to take a break. And we'll be back with Bill Kinney, CCA Texas Star Tournament Director. He's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven cylinder tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals Fortified Cottonseeds Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, we've been telling you for months now, you need to be feeding fortified cottonseed year-round. Have it available. Free choice.
Mm-hmm.
But particularly now, as does are dropping fawns, mamas are producing milk, antler growth has already started, and we know that any excess in nutrients and minerals that doesn't go into the skeletal makeup goes into antler growth.
Right.
Okay. Plus, you like it, Harold.
Again, it's fascinating to me because as much feed as I have lost at my place is that raccoons and pigs don't mess with it.
Yeah, you got some Boone and Crockett coons up there, don't you?
Yeah, really do. Really do.
Well, I'll tell you what. There are lots and lots of folks that are going to straight fortified cottonseed, no longer feeding protein just because of all the benefits. For more information on fortified cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Told you that our guest today is Bill Kinney, CCA Texas Star Tournament Director. And let me make a couple of comments about CCA. I've been involved since it was GCCA.
Okay.
Back during the Redfish Wars. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what saved our redfish. And it's ironic that now here we are with speckled trout having been potentially impacted. We don't know the full extent.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the redfish that we're going to lean on, more cold tolerant, you know, readily available.
Right.
And that's going to kind of carry, as we'll find out in a moment, the star tournament this year. There were those people going, okay, CCA, what have you done for us lately? They mm-hmm. got involved, and with all of us raising cane with the National Marine Fisheries Service, mm-hmm. CCA held their feet to the fire because of the flawed data on Red Snapper.
Right.
Well, guess what?
Yeah.
Red Snapper are now back as a part of the Star Tournament. It was pulled when the population data said there was a shortage.
Mm-hmm.
Now we realize there's not. And what you take away, when it recovers, you bring back. Bill Kinney, good job to one and all at CCA.
Oh, bless your heart. Sure, a privilege to join you and Harold, as always. Yeah, you're right. We're all bozos on the same bus, and reflecting back on those days, you know, CCA's entire premise, we were formed on the basis of fish first. Fish
right.
come first.
Absolutely.
And just I marvel when I think back, you and I had these conversations in 2004 when we delisted Red Snapper because they were under pressure, and now finding that the recovery is more than complete by a factor of three, yes, sir, it is a privilege to reinstate the Snapper division into Star, and more importantly, too, to be able to respond, I think, so quickly, knowing that the trout took a big hit in the freeze, and thankfully, you know, our trout populations were at or near the highest levels ever, so there's still ample fish to fish from, but we want to recover so fast, and you guys got to admit, you know, in 4 days to see these volunteers on the tournament committee following that freeze saying, boys, we got to make a change, and that's what they did.
All right, before we get into the new rules and regulations for Star Tournament, you and I've talked about this privately, and I'm going to put you on the spot and make this announcement publicly, putting CCA on notice.
Uh-huh.
Bill Kinney, through you, pass up to the powers that be and the committees that consider what's the next move for CCA. We need to have some sort of regulation to deal with barge traffic when these events occur. There are restrictions that are placed in environmental collisions, spills, to protect the estuaries. When a natural disaster occurs, like a freeze, we need to be able, in Texas, to suspend barge traffic through the deep water channel, the intercoastal waterway, so that that water column is not destroyed, which is where the fish go to hide, you know. So anyway, not going to get into it. That's for another time.
Well, Bill can handle all of that with just a phone call, can't
yeah,
he?
Well, I would think he could.
Yeah.
You know, we give him that much credit.
That's right.
Boy, you guys, you need to talk to my wife. My final comment on that is that, you know, up to this point, the cessation, the stopping of the barge traffic has been voluntary. What we need is some teeth in it.
Absolutely.
We've agreed on that. So we'll pick that up. But
okay.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Oh, hey, got some changes in response. We're not weighing. We're not retaining fish. It's a bunch of tagging
offshore.
Except for in offshore, thank you. But let's go inshore because that's where some of the big changes are. Scholarships, what are we doing there?
Well, a big shift there. Of course, you know, we don't make a dime on STAR, so we're going to give it all away no matter what, and you guys know how we feel about that. We have $325,000 in free college to give away again this year, and we've revised the division because essentially we folded the inshore species that were impacted by the freeze, as you mentioned earlier, Bill, into that wonderful, that most durable, that best rod-breaking fish in inshore waters into redfish. And so now we are tagging all of those fish that would capture those previous inshore division prizes and scholarships. And so for the first 10 eligible STAR youth anglers, that's, you know, for 10 bucks, they can get in it. The first 10 who turn in a blue or green tag will receive a $30,000 scholarship each.
Wow.
So that's really cool. 10-30 granders right off the bat. And I should differentiate because this year, I know you and I spoke, Bill, you know, how much fun is the allure of the Texas Four Dealer Redfish Division with the 60 tag fish that we release. Well, now going to all tag redfish for all inshore species, obviously it was incumbent on the tournament committee to ramp up that number of redfish. And so for those folks who are joining STAR to support CCA and, you know, for the chance to catch a tag redfish, whatever their chances were, they just tripled.
Yeah, Bill,
overnight.
Bill, do you still
we're
have...
Moving.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're moving from 60 to 180 tagged reds. There'll be 60 red tags for the Texas Four Dealer Red Tag Division, and that doesn't change. There'll be now 60 blue tags and now 60 green tags. And in the green tag division, that will be the first three eligible anglers who turn in a green tag will win a 2021 Shoalwater 19 foot catamaran with the McLean trailer and 115 horsepower Mercury, that entire package. And then the following six will receive $750 Academy gift cards. In the blue tag division, the first three eligible anglers who turn in a blue tag will win a 2021 Mouty 22V. That whole package with Coastline and a 150 Merc will go, and then we'll have Academy gift cards behind that as well. So all of the past prizes will still be given away, and the coolest part about this is that it makes no difference to us. We would think that with moving from 60 to 180, probably 200 tags of various colors out there swimming around, should, on the unlikely event, should all of them, all these prize packages not be claimed, then those prizes will revert back to an all-entry drawing for everybody else who's entered in STAR
wow.
If they didn't already win a top prize.
There you go. Hey, listen, we're up against the mid-portion of the program. We need to take a break. Folks, you stick around as well, as we've got more explanation on the 2021 CCA Texas STAR Tournament right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, our CEO, Ben Novosad, understands what it takes to be successful in agriculture.
The background that I have in agriculture certainly has helped me with my Capital Farm Credit career. We try to hire people with experience, knowledge of farm and ranch activities and business, not only to make and sell good loans, but also to help farmers and ranchers.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
Fish on! Sign up for the CCA Star Fishing Tournament and cast all summer for a chance to win over $1 million in scholarships and prizes. Reel in a new boat and truck when you catch a tagged redfish. Kids can catch a $30,000 scholarship. This year's tournament is catch and release with new categories and more tagged reds than ever. Check out the details at startournament.org. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Kryptek, Shinerbach, and Hoff Power Polaris.
All right, we're back with Bill Kinney, CCA Texas Star Tournament Director. You can go to their website, startournament.org, for a lot of information and to register. Harold, you had a gun question before we went to break.
Bill, back on the scholarships, though, so we used to have the Star Kids and the Star Teens. Is that still in effect, or is that different now?
No, it's not, Harold. And again, that was obviously because with the new structure, what we did, and boy, you can bet it's hard for me to get out of just the language. Mm-hmm. We just combined the two. And so now Star Teens, which used to be 11 to 17, and Star Kids, which were 6 to 10, we've now called that the Star Youth Scholarships Division, and that includes all Star Youth ages 6 to 17.
Ah, okay.
So any of those kids that are in that age band can participate, and we darn sure hope they will.
And as a source for a weekly update, mm-hmm. complete update, we do here on Texas Outdoor News.
We do that, don't we?
Yes. Throughout the year.
Yeah.
All right, let's move from inshore to offshore, and let's talk about those beautiful red snapper. How are we handling that this year?
Well, it's going to be the same way as everyone has become accustomed to enjoying the offshore division in Star. And thanks to Hoff Power, we're giving away those Polarises that are tricked out, the crews with the big Tex trailers. And again, it will be the largest kingfish, the largest Dorado, and the largest Ling. But this year, we added the largest red snapper as well. And, of course, not unlike any of the Star divisions of past or present, we do have minimum weight restrictions. And so don't bother bringing in a snapper if it's less than 20 pounds, but it won't even make the board. And we suspect the winner this year will probably be between 25 and 30 pounds. One thing that I think is really important I wanted to emphasize, and Harold's question kind of motivated me for that. This year, with this catch-and-release format, it is imperative that anyone who catches these tag fish understand that the rules require you to release the fish. If you catch one of these tag reds, all you have to do is clip the tag right there next to the dorsal fin, clip the tag, hang on to it tight, then release the fish as ethically and responsibly possible. And then all you have to do is to bring the tag to the weigh station and fill out the form. So basically you're catching, clipping the tag, and releasing. And I think for those that start to get into this will realize that the new mantra, as we're saying around here right now, it's clip and claim. It ought to be lots of fun. And the only exception to that would be, as you asked, Billy, about the offshore division. That remains the same. If you obviously the offshore fish were not affected by the freeze, so that structure of that division remains the same. If once you capture the fish, then you bring it in, it'll be weighed in at the weigh stations as you customarily would, and that remains the same. It's only all the other divisions in Star that will be under a tag redfish claims structure.
Yeah, Bill, are there still going to be the Ford truck packages?
Absolutely. And absolutely. The Texas Four Dealer Division does not change at all. The first five eligible anglers who turn in a red tag, of course, you'll have red, blue, and green out there, Harold. Okay. But the first who pull in with a red tag will win a 2021 Ford F-150 Texas Edition XLT Super Cab connected to a Haney 23 Bigfoot with Coastline trailer and 150 horsepower Merc. And after the first five, the next five eligible anglers who turn in a red tag will receive the Haney boat package, but they'll have to supply their own truck to drive it home.
All right, folks, you need to go to startournament.org and just look at the rules. It's pretty simple. Bill, all they have to do is clip the tag on the tag fish. They don't need to photograph it. They just need to clip the tag and bring the tag to one of the weigh stations. Is that right?
That is correct. And obviously, we'd love to have a photo. In this day and age, everybody gets a photo, and you can take a photo with the angler or whatever before you release the fish. We'd love to have the photo to go with it to give them their 15 minutes of fame. One thing I want to point out real quick that you guys will know, the logistics for releasing 60-tag redfish typically require that we release these fish 1 to 4 days before the kickoff of the tournament because, as y'all know, these fish have many of them have a tendency to get caught within the first week to 10 days.
Sure.
Because we've tripled that number of fish to 180, almost 200 right now, it is requiring us to back up our release to 12 days.
Oh, wow.
So we will start actually releasing fish next Monday, the 17th, in anticipation of the tournament. And what I want to stress is to all the listeners to realize, if you catch a fish before Saturday, May 29th, and we fully expect that there will be anglers who will, if you catch a fish before Saturday, May 29th, it should be released. Needs to be released because no prizes may be claimed before the official kickoff Saturday, May 29th after 6 a.m.
Okay.
And as Harold will ask me, I'm sure, there is a test.
Yes, there is. Hey, listen, we're out of time. Folks, you need to go to startournament.org. Familiarize yourself with the rules. Be sure you're signed up. With this many tagged fish,
Yeah.
Oh, that therapy session is going to have potential
to
really grow.
This is the best insurance policy you'll ever take.
Without question. StarTournament.org. Bill Kenny, appreciate your work and all that you and your team do.
Thank you, gentlemen. Sure a pleasure to be with TOJ.
Thank you, Bill. Friends, we'll be back with
more
right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12. And there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News, and Harold's got a special.
Well, right quick, well, you know, whether it's hurricane season or any season, the mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News is who you need to get a hold of. Hybrid Light, they'll charge on any light source, any, not just the sun, but the ceiling light there. Our USB cord, wall plug, they'll hold a charge 7 years, and you can charge your devices with them. So right now, 20% off their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com at checkout. Just add the discount code TEXAS20. That's 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com. On the 20th, West Houston Chapter Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Houston for tickets, ducks.org. And then May 22nd, the Boater Education Classroom course at Lake Jackson, Sea Center, Texas, 9 to 4. Learn boating skills and seamanship, and it's real important, friends. We've had too many accidents lately. And go to one of these events in your brand-new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
I want to thank our guest today, CCA Texas Star Tournament Director Bill Kinney. Go to the website startournament.org. And next week, Al Morris from Fox Pro.
Yep.
Always have fun when Big Al comes to join us.
I want to remind everybody, too, about all those tag fish. They put them where you catch fish.
Yes.
They want you to catch them, friends.
They do.
Believe me. And boy, what an opportunity it is this year. Do remember, check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of our wonderful stations. Also, we archive all of our shows there. Just click on Listen to Our Show. You can catch us certainly on Stitcher Smart Radio, iHeart, Facebook, Twitter. All of those things out there. Like us on Facebook. Helps build the audience, okay? Do remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Be safe out there, whether you're in the field or on the water. So you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.